energetic go-go dancer Lotta Edmond Jr. and I Know Something. What a way to end the show today. She is one of my favorite recording artists. We also heard from Madagascar's biggest family group, Les Cerfs, and their version of the clacking song, Clack Tap, originally by Shirley Ellis. Oklahoma City's Jan Lahan. And Can You Swim? That's a brand new one for me. I had not heard that one before. It was released on Boyd Records in 1964. And for Richard Wigg, we heard Gene and the Statesides doing Putty in Your Hands featuring singer Gene Hughes, who also sang under another a number of other incarnations, including Cindy Cole, that featured Nicky Hopkins and Jimmy Page in the backing group. And we started that set with Tracy Day and Hanky Panky, a song co-written by her producer, Bob Crew. Bob Crew found her through a demo and had her sing the answer song to The Four Seasons, who've come up again in this show, Jerry, I'm Your Sherry, which was her first release. And that is the end of Crayons to Perfume for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to everyone in the chat room for being here and being a great support to one another during some very chaotic and stressful times. I hope you all keep your chin up and keep your eye on the prize. Keep your mind in the light and try to find good things about every single day while you're keeping up the good fight. Make sure you stay tuned for Rotations. It's on next. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Some people are fools, others are clowns. Some people can laugh, while others must frown. You take what you can, the best you know how. Just don't trip, if you slip, you're better now. Boom, boom.
looking.
You live in the park and when you think nobody's looking.
Thank you. see me looking, don't pay me no mind. Let me tell you what I'm trying to find. A girl who's for real all the time. She don't have to wear a wig. She don't have to be too big. In any given community, as long as she loves me, I ain't got nobody. Got nobody. She's in this world. For real is all she has to be. Reality is all she has to see. Love is all she has to need. Me is all she has to be. Life is all she has to live. And love is all she has to give.
Yeah. make you free.
Never stop to think about a downfall.
Happens at the end of every line.
Just when you think you pull a fast one,
happens to the foolish all the time.
Somebody's watching.
When you're real,
ups and downs are caused by life in general.
Some of yours, no matter how you feel.
Shady as a lady in a mustache,
feelings camouflage like frozen winds.
Secrets have a special way about them,
moving to and fro among your friends. Somebody's watching. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's watching
boy. Get in. Oh, my God, New Jersey. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rotations. I am Miss Christina Ginger. It is the third week of June. That makes it June 19th or Juneteenth for those of you who honor that and celebrate in so many ways. And I am here tonight to celebrate the life and legacy of the late, great Sly Stone. I'm sort of beholden to my week on this show, so I know I'm a little late to the party, so to speak, but there's a little bit of an underrepresentation of some of the more avant-garde, funkier, obscure Sly tracks, whether they're his and the band's or whether they're some of the deep cuts from albums that he produced or singles that maybe came out at one point or might have not been released at all. I wish I had longer than an hour to explore all of this material, but I don't. So I'm going to focus on Sly's band work, which I did in the first set, and coming up in the second set, we're going to focus on some of his production and songwriting work for other people. That being said, let's talk about that first set of music and what I played in it. We started off the show tonight with not Sly Stone. We are bookending the show with the Beau Brummels, and we started off with They'll Make You Cry. This comes off of their Introducing the Beau Brummels LP, which was released on April 26, 1965. And I feel like the Beau Brummels are just a band that really allowed Sly to find his place in the studio and to shine in a very creative way. You hear a really beautiful and delicate take on this song. This might actually be, in all humor, one of the longest Beau Brummels songs that was ever put on an album, but you hear so much creativity within the song itself, and I think Sly treated it really elegantly in his production work, and I do think that there's a lot of little things in there that he may have said to them, hey guys, you got to do this, or we're going to add this in, or we're going to put this percussion in. That to me speaks very much to his sensibility. And following the Beau Brummels, we had Sly and the Family Stone live at the Fillmore East from October of 1968. We heard the song Color Me True, which was recorded on October 5th of 1968. And this material can be found on a double LP, which was released about 10 years ago, and has three songs per side, which means it sounds very good, and you can pick that up anywhere you buy your records. Following the Live at the Fillmore track, we went through a chronological representation of tracks from the Sly and the Family Stone albums, starting off with Trip to Your Heart, which is off of the Whole New Thing album from 1967. Following Trip to Your Heart, we had I Ain't Got Nobody For Real. That comes off of the Dance to the Music album, which was released in 1968. And also released in 1968, we had Plastic Jim, which comes off of the Life album. And you might hear a bit of the instrumental in another song later on. Following Plastic Jim, we had Somebody's Watching You, which comes off of the Stand album. Poet, which is off of the There's a Riot Going On album, Skin I'm In off of Fresh, and closing off that set, we had Hobo Ken, which comes off of the Sly and the Family Stone Higher Box set, which was released by Epic in 2013. It's absolutely gorgeous. If you love Sly, if you love ephemera and history and stories and photos and rarities and everything, you can't go wrong in finding yourself a copy of this. But I'm going to read a little bit about the song Hobo Ken. This was originally unreleased until this box set. It does not even appear on the Ace Records compilations that have come out over the years. And in the box set liner, it says, originally recorded between 1975 and 1977, with the initial working title, I Will Chip In, this song, a tribute to Ken Roberts, who was Sly's manager at the time, remained unreleased while Sly was at Epic. But since he was known for taking master tapes home after recording sessions, it was no surprise when an edited version of the original recording found its way onto his 1982 Warner Brothers release, Ain't But the One Way. Although it was not credited to Sly, the backing track was also used by Motown producer Jeffrey Bowen for his 1978 production on the song Aw Shoot for Bonnie Pointer. Ooh. And Bobby Vega, the bass player of 1975, says, "We were at CBS Studios in San Francisco, constantly recording and overdubbing. Sly was more into producing, being a producer, than having a band situation. I'm sure there are tracks we recorded that didn't even get released. I remember my mother was a hippie, Slippy Brick, and Hoboken." I also chose Hoboken because it's written as one word, aka like Hoboken, New Jersey, but it's definitely pronounced Hoboken. Sly was a master at playing on words and things like that. All right, back to the music. We are going to get into some of his production and other songwriting credits, and we're going to start it off with, of course, one of the best.
But a little bit softer, just a little bit softer, just a little bit softer, just a little bit softer, baby, please. A little bit louder, just a little bit louder, just a little bit louder, just a little bit louder.
Welcome back, everyone. We started off that second set with Billy Preston and Sly Stone, if you listen to those vocals, doing Advice. This comes off of Billy's first album that was on Capitol Records, entitled The Wildest Organ in Town. Sly did the production work on it. He also has some songwriting credits, such as on this song. And as you hear, something that's very common in Sly's musical writing is that there's a lot of callbacks or a lot of echoing of things that he's done previously or perhaps has started doing in another song and then brings into something later on. And you hear that very obviously in Advice with the higher element, the I Want to Take You Higher part of the song, and also the way the organ is playing, and I'm sure Billy was perhaps playing on that recorded track for Sly and the Family Stone as well. They had a really close friendship and working relationship for quite some time, but Billy was actually engaged to Kathy Silva, who Sly Stone married at the Spectacle wedding at Madison Square Garden when his career was on the rocks in the early mid-70s. And I think that pretty much splintered their relationship and also had Billy sort of spiral into a not very good place with his own identity and perhaps even substance use. All right, not trying to take us down too much in this episode. Gonna move on to the next song. Little Sister doing You're the One. Little Sister was actually a vocal group that featured Vette Stewart, who was Sly's little sister. In addition to Vette Stewart, the group featured Mary McCreary, who went on to marry and work with Leon Redbone, Eva Mouton, and Tremaine Hawkins, who left the group early on so that she could finish school. This song is just pure excellent funk, and it's really from about 1970, so really heavy and really deep. I think it's fantastic, and you can just hear their dynamic powerhouse capabilities. So bravo, ladies. This is one of my favorites. Following Little Sister, we had Bobby Freeman. How could I not put Bobby Freeman in this episode? And we're pulling a song from the Come On and Swim LP, which was released by Autumn Records in 1964. The song that I chose is entitled Speedo, parentheses, Monkey Man, and I'm not sure if it is a nod to Earl Speedo Sims, who was one of Otis Redding's horn players and originally brought respect to Otis, or if it's someone from the San Francisco scene. But what I do know is that there is a lot of reference to a lot of the soul music and sounds that were coming out, particularly the Isley Brothers, and even some of those gospel songs that Sly cut his teeth on. It's really a great track. Following Bobby Freeman, we had one of those aforementioned songs that kind of is recycled into another song. We had Undercat, which was recorded by Sly and the Family Stone in August of 1967. This was recorded during the A Whole New Thing period and eventually turned into Plastic Jim, which we heard in the first set. So perhaps you want to go back and listen in the archives to AB. You definitely hear that sort of minor keyed Mary Had a Little Lamb horn line plus some other things underneath the lyric of Plastic Jim. Greg Arago in the higher box set states, if my memory serves me, this track was recorded during the same time period as Underdog, and it has many of the same attributes, similar horn lines, highly syncopated rhythms, etc. It ended up becoming the song Plastic Jim. You'll hear the similarities. With most of our songs, they would develop or morph through experimentation. And speaking of Underdog, to close us out tonight, we have the Bo Brummels doing Underdog. This is a bit of a different version than the Sly and the Family Stone version. It almost has a Bob Dylan style quality to it. And I believe at one point Sly said something on lines of if he produced Bob Dylan, he would make him sound amazing. So you hear that so much in Sal's voice. It's a song that is very different, as I said, from Sly and the Family Stone's version, but it is fantastic. And before I leave us tonight, I want to remind you that we now have a 9 p.m. closer again. Richard J. is up next, and it is so nice to have him here. So welcome, Richard. I know this is not your first week, but it's my first welcome to you. And I also want to give a shout out to my Thursday friend in crime, Jesse, who I had the pleasure of meeting last week in Philadelphia. Thank you so much for coming out and hanging out, and it was so great to meet you in person. So until July, when I will be back on the third Thursday again, have a great night, everyone, and don't forget that Sly lives.
one side and down the other. They try to make it so rough, but I understand. I know what to do. You look down on me, but I look down on you. I guess I'd rather be the underdog than to be in the fall. Sitting on the low, floating down the river by the go nowhere. It's not my choosing to be the one losing. Not gonna stretch me like the bruising you're putting on me. No matter what you do to me or try to make me be, I'm in contact with something super free.
number one right here.
One.
Okay, now let me hear number two. Number two.
Two.
Come on now, yell at number three. Number three right here.
Three.
How about number four? Make it one more.
Four.
Everybody, that's up. Everybody, one more time. Number one right here.
One.
Okay now, let's hear number two.
Two.
Come on now, yell it out. Let me hear number three right here. Right here.
Three.
How about one more now? One of y'all make it number four.
Four.
Everybody, that's up.
Da 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 da.
Trickle, trickle, smash, smash. Tell me how long the thrill lasts. Can't you stop it? Ain't no stopping. Tell me how long the thrill lasts. She's there waiting, I'm hesitating, wondering just when this train will stop.
Ronnie, dig my clothes, yeah, boy. One button low. Wait, you know I'm sharp as a tack. Sail in your Cadillac. Gotta go to a party, yeah. Please lend me your shoulder. Well, if you can't take it, you know, can't make it. I won't see my baby no more.
Take, take off. Tell me how long this train lasts. The rain keeps stopping, there ain't no stopping. Tell me how long this train lasts. Trickle, trickle, stop, stop. Just got to see my sweet little drum. She's there waiting, I'm hesitating, wondering just when this rain will stop.
Ronnie, she's sweet, she's fine, yeah, boy, and I love her so.